better to be out like this and live in any town or city. Much yeah. better. I like it much better.
It don't cost quite as much either.
No, and well, I just like outdoor life anyway.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do, Mr. Real. Out here, you don't have to be quite as tidy. People in town, you see, can't set a
you can't
sack
do
out anywhere.
You can't do nothing. You can't do nothing. Now, I let things go around the place there. I'm not supposed to go. But I just naturally try to clean up. And I got to where I don't even clean my house up. I'm going out to strike a match and walk out. It'd be cheaper than cleaning it up. Yeah. Anything like that.
Now we got a system this time, Mr. Weaver.
You got a good system?
Yeah, okay. this is shears?
Yeah.
Well, there's your plug in right there. Yeah. Here's your light.
Yeah, we got both sides now.
Yes, sir. He's fixed you up.
Yes, sir. We've been talking about that long enough. That light, you know.
Now you see, is this light too, isn't it?
That'll work too.
Yeah, I see.
That
yeah, that's fine. You
yes,
see
sir.
It? Just so I can see you, see if you want to, you can turn your head a little out of the way and see good with one light back there.
Yes.
That's good.
How about that?
That's much better. And I'm much better than that. I miss sending my laundry off, and I brought this along to use.
Hey?
To use just like this, so not let that.
Yeah, that's
cloth
nice.
Touch your neck. That's what I did in the barbershop. I used paper, you know, made for that. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Those paper towels works fine if you'll fix them and put your cloth around it then, you see.
Yeah.
I forgot to send my towels to the laundry, and I'd use this one two or three times, and you're supposed to keep them in better shape than I do. I use that, I don't let none of it get on. You see, where it's touched somebody else.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
That's what I do that for.
That's
you,
right.
You know?
That's right.
I know what the rules and regulations is. I'm supposed to do that. Regardless, if I put a new towel, I'm supposed to put that paper on there.
Yeah.
I did that all the time. I was barbing way back down.
There.
I always had. See, you can get a roll of that stuff just right to go around people's neck.
Yeah.
Then put that around it, and they don't let that ever touch anybody's neck.
Well, that's right handy, that roll, isn't it?
Yeah. But I can use these paper towels like I got, you know, and I just tore them off and put in there.
Yeah.
I think I brought over this. All the cars yesterday, I came in, I was... so tired, I said, you know, I hate to, when you put that note on the door, I said, I hate it, I didn't get here. I don't guess you'd been gone 15 minutes, you was around 6 o'clock. You said you'd be around there about 6 o'clock. And it's just a little bit after 6 when I came in.
Mm-hmm.
I had to finish that job, you see, for the promise before Christmas, and I had no way of going, and didn't make anything, because I'd spend everything yellow. It made on expenses, hiring somebody else and paying them, when I could have done it easier by myself, because I knew what to do, and they didn't, and they didn't want people to know they didn't know, and I had to watch them and myself too.
Yeah.
Now, anywhere a touch of his goes in, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's nice, isn't it?
That is nice. I need to get me one of those. Where'd you get those?
Mr. Weaver, they're hard to find.
I've never seen one before. Well, mine's hard to put in, I think. Most of them is.
Just stick it in. That's all right.
I've got to get it spread just right.
Yes.
It catch something. I see it went in when I got it spread. It was mine.
Yeah.
Push it in
a little more. Yeah, now you got to. Mine, see, it's closed up. Or the plug, I better keep mine in. You see, it's closed up a little tighter now.
Oh, yeah.
And that's. I didn't want to break that or break that the clipper. I didn't bring a pin. If you have a pin of some kind, I'll borrow it.
All right, I'll just find
it. Well, I had it there and forgot to bring one. Did have one in my pocket.
How about a clothespin?
Well, it's in the way. I've tried that. It's in the way. It's good.
Well, you can let it fall down.
It won't fall down. You've got to pay it to stand up.
You know,
I've tried it. I can't use it. It's any kind of, just a straight pin's all right. I'll watch my hand. I had one in my pocket, but I've got nothing but a dog tag now.
Well, let's put a dog tag on it.
Put a dog tag on it?
Sure. He needs one, doesn't he, with that hair like that.
Well, I'm afraid to say anything, because mine's out of the way, too.
And I like this.
Huh?
You never get like this bad.
Yeah, I was the last time I cut it, about it bad.
About, yeah.
Well,
not.
If my car hadn't been in, if my car had been stopped for about 2 months, I'd have even got run over here, and I just didn't happen to run into you all, see you all, you see, I told you to come on over. And a lot of people come just about the time I walk downtown. I've even to get my mail late and they get groceries. And if you could come in, let's see, we clip this.
Now, that thing's in the way of your feet, Mr. Weaver.
Well, that's all right. That don't bother me. If I hit it, don't pay no attention to it.
Now, it don't bother you?
No. I can see.
But now, we can fix it if you want to fix it.
Do you want this with me?
Yeah, don't clip.
No, don't. You don't want that clip.
No.
Too close.
Yeah. It's seeming like it's taking a long time to get around to these things.
Yeah. Well, you see, when I have transportation, you see, it wouldn't took me long going up there and done that little job. But I had to pay a fella to come carry me, and I had to pay him to work, and when he wasn't worth too much to me, you see. But I couldn't, he wanted to work, and to get him to go, I didn't make anything hard as myself. He made more than I did. But if you take something to do, you promise to do it. You got to do it, or you don't back up your word.
And you'd promise this way yonder, back yonder.
Yeah, it was a house that got burned, and ain't nobody hardly would go and fix it.
Oh.
It was a nasty and mean job, and they couldn't get nobody to fix it, and they kept on, and the insurance man told him, he knew me, and he told him, see if he'd get me, you know, and he come down to see. And I went and looked at it, and so I don't get anything out, and not enough out of it to pay me the full wage.
What all did you have to do, Mr.?
We just had to clean it and take out a few pieces of sheetrock, put it back in it, and join it up and paint it.
Yeah?
It's just one large room.
Who'd you get to help you?
Fellow named Chesa.
What?
Chesa. Down here at Orange Lake.
Oh. And he had a car?
Yeah, he had a car, and he'd come carry me. He's a good friend anyway, you see. He used to live up there in Mechanosa.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get nobody around Mechanosa to carry me, you see. You can't get nobody to do that. He just happened to not be working much, you see. He was sick anyway, and he could work just a little bit. Didn't know too much about that kind of work.
Oh, that's not his kind of work?
No, he's a roofing man.
Oh.
I can do either one, but I physical labor, but I don't roof for nobody anymore. I can my own kind of legs in bad shape I'm in. I just can't take it. I haven't done anything hardly the whole year. I wanted to do a little carpenter work, but I just wanted two little old pieces of jobs. But I just finished up a little thing that started last year, and this is the only one I've had this year.
Oh, really?
And I haven't made nothing off of this one. didn't get what I should have got. I made about $40-$50 in about 2 months.
You mean this piece that Mr. Cheshire helped you on?
Yeah, I didn't get to make anything on that.
Well, you didn't.
I didn't make a dollar an hour in furniture.
And he made more. You had to pay him more than that.
I paid him more than that, more than I got. But if my car had been running, no further fix my car, I'd have got a little out of it myself, you see. But like it was, I didn't get near enough to pay for my trouble, let alone the work.
Yeah.
But I couldn't afford not to do it after I told him I would.
But didn't you have to haul right smart?
Have to haul that smart stuff?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't haul so much. I had to pay for it to be hauled. I had to have it delivered out there.
Oh.
He had a car, you see, and I didn't have nothing but just a few sheets of sheetrock and the paint and a few tubes of Ford and a little quarter round to carry out there. And so I had to buy it delivered. And that cost you a lot when you do that.
Well, if he'd had a truck, he could have picked it up for you.
Yeah, but he didn't have no truck, you see. He had a car.
Oh, a lot of people had rather have a truck than a car, Mr.
I have myself right now, but I can't afford one. I can't buy it. I can't even. They won't put another motor in my car and want $125 for it, and I can't do that. I ain't got the money.
Yeah.
I ain't got that much money, and I don't have shape on me, and I'd rather not go in debt for it.
Well, this was one of your old friends out there, where you'd promised?
I knew him. This is a nigger place, you see. Nigger place, but the insurance man was an old friend. And I knew this nigger woman when she was a little girl. All these fox went around for the little guy.
Oh.
And the insurance man was the one come got me to help him out. And,
oh, I see.
Okay. Well, if I could work, I'd keep work all the time.
Yeah.
If I could do it, you see. But you try to work a little bit, and when you don't get sleep for all night, maybe kind of doze a little bit. Now, I don't take stuff to make me sleep. Not anything.
Your insurance man live over there?
Now this wasn't my insurance, it was her insurance man, but I've been knowing him for a long time.
He live around there?
He lived in Gainesville.
He used to live out there?
What's that?
He used to live out there?
No, I went out there. No, he never did live out there. I used to box when I was down close to him there where he was at.
Yeah.
And that's what I said, how come me to deal with them dogs, you know, and stuff like that, how come he know this colored one?
Yeah.
Oh, if I could work, I'd be busy all the time, because I do know little about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I started cotton when I was a kid.
Yes. You still got that good saw?
Yeah. I lost it back in the summer, though, and eventually found it. I thought I loaned it to a fella, and I believe he brought her back and laid it down out there, and the leaves covered it up, and one day I was step on it and climbed it.
Well,
that's
I'm
where
okay.
I found your snips, you know.
Yeah.
Because they're out there where you all left them.
Yeah.
And I knew they wasn't mine, and Frank had lost it. He had some one day asking me about it. You know, and I reckon he had already found his, you know.
Yeah.
And when I first seen him, I went over and told Frank and asked him, and I figured his kids, maybe he was out playing and took him out there. If he had any, he said, yes, they had a pair gone. I said, well, they're a pair over here. I said, come on, look and see if they're yours. So that when he came over, I looked and seen if there's yours, you see. And his, and I got thinking then, I said, well, who in the heck, how come these here? Then I got thinking about you all.
Yeah.
And I seen to ask you, I said, well, Frank, they're not yours. They must have, there ain't nobody been here that I know of except Mr. Miles. And I said, I believe he had a pair like these.
Yeah.
So when I seen you, I asked you, and you didn't know where yours was at. And that's where I found where you're getting those honeysuckle.
Yeah.
I mean, here's honeysuckle that you always get.
Yeah.
And I laid them down. That's where I found them. And I said, we got the honeysuckles here, and they had a pair, I believe, with them. So that's the reason I told you to come and see if they're yours. I knew if there's anybody else, I didn't know anything about it. I figured his kids, you know, if it's his, left them over there, and I knew I didn't ever have any of them. I didn't use them.
I had no idea where they were.
You didn't. Mm. Well, I just looked.
Absolutely.
Now, most people keep them. They don't tell you about it. But
That's right.
If I'm supposed to try to find out, and if I can't and I keep them, I haven't done wrong. But if I don't go and find, hunt, tell people that I found them, and I keep them, I just same as I come up here and stole them out of your yard.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, well, it's yeah, you ought to inquire a little bit.
But you can't tell too many people somebody claim them and didn't wrong to them. But I knew this, I knew you, I knew Frank, and I didn't think either one of you all would do anything like that.
What's Frank's at?
What's that?
Frank who?
Frank Weaver. Lives a while, you know.
Oh, that. Yes.
And I knew if somebody else happened to come by there, maybe to see them walking around there, they could lay them down, you know, had them, and not doing nothing, not getting nothing, but just, you know, like, you passing by and got them, and you lay them down for getting go off and leave them. So there's people that are that too.
Yes, oh yes. Bad about it. Now, he lives right there next to you.
Yeah, that new Jim Morgan house over there. Buck used to live out in the old house, and it was so bad they tore it down and built and put that oven on it.
Oh, really? Wasn't worth patching up?
No, termites you don't need to kill. Bobby's up when he bolts the place, you see.
Yeah. And Buck used to live there?
Yeah.
Way back?
Not too long when he first moved in. When he sold that Jones place down there, he bought that little place, you know. And then when they bought that across the street over there, you know, it fixed there's an office built rooms upstairs, you know, in that building. He just fixed him a living apartment up there in the store. I went up there and helped him a little bit. I wasn't able to do it. Couldn't get nobody to lay the blocks in the window. He wanted to, before he put in his bathroom in, he wanted to close it up and make put a small window. There's a large one, and he couldn't get nobody to lay the blocks, and I didn't want to do it. But I did go up there and help him a little bit on it. I wasn't able to do it.
Does he carpenter?
He used to carpenter, son. He carpentered for a long time, but he did a lot of porn building and work with that Bass Construction Company, you know, there, and Daly, you know, there, most of their work was heavy construction work, you know, form building.
Oh.
Bass Construction, they didn't approve the housing projects much, and he worked on that a great deal.
Well, now, Frank works in Gainesville?
Buck, my brother.
Yeah.
I mean, Buck, we were one on the store.
Yeah, I know.
Now, Frank,
he works up.
He works up by Applewhite Electric.
Oh, yes. He's the one that brings bus to all that stuff.
Yeah. If you want anything, he'll bring it to you.
Yeah. Well, what do you know? Well, he's right there next door to you.
Yeah, I want a new generator for my car over there. Douglas Boyd had an old car, and they asked him if he was the one I got it from. You know, I said, I tell you, if you want it, Doug, I'm going to give it back to you. He said, mine looks bad and bought it bad, but said I couldn't even get a sticker for that car when I had it. Well, I couldn't either if I had made one put to it. I got one, but I found something to make it out, and I made my lens. And after that, the Chevrolet people kept the lens that I had, the parking lens and turn lights, as broke out, and they, if you don't have them on there, they won't pass it.
Yeah.
But I got them to, I got Terry, you know, he works up there. I got him to see if he could find anything that I could make them out of, and he got it, and I cut it out my hacksaw, you know, and got it put on there, and then the day I got it passed, you know, and got my sticker on there, damn, Chevrolet people didn't send it. And I still got the new lens. They cost around $5. Someone coming out there, I think.
That's Fay, I guess.
Oh, did she dive off?
I don't know.
I know, I didn't. You need your hair cut worse than it looks just looking at your Jetson.
Oh, yes.
You need a nice one.
I felt bad, too.
My clipper is getting, well, don't cut fast like you did. Got to get another pack, quick one. I thought that, though, for last year, and I didn't work them over. I got me tight and worked them over.
Mr. Weaver, if you don't watch out, you get an old car and you'll spend more on it than you do on yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't drive much, you see. I like to, if I feel like it, you first got a small job, you know, a little bit, you can't get nobody else to do. I don't mind going out and working a little bit. If I don't work too much, it helps me, but if I work too much, it doesn't. You want to be a barber? Just look at him.
Yeah.
Then this way too.
Yeah.
That's the best way. If you can not let his hand do it.
I see.
You see, they teach him in the barber college to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Just move along that way. You don't want to do that. You want to go out this way. Because you got the power of the nerve to do that.
I think
and
so.
Go fast.
Yes, I think so.
Because my clipper is too fine for that kind of work. You're supposed to have too fast. But I can't afford too fast. I don't do enough work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I was going to get caught when I tried to take that little cotton job. I was going to get caught. Everybody need a haircut for Christmas.
Sure.
The same time.
That's right.
That's right, and it all comes beforehand, don't it?
Come right at the time, you know, and I said, I was trying to get everything just well. I wouldn't have to, wouldn't have to work today. I didn't want to work in the day. I want to just take a day off or work around the place. I'd clean up a little bit. I'm not going to get to do it. I'll clean up some, but I know I want to take everything out and burn it. Now I'm looking for some papers I got lost. And I don't want to just pick it up, you know. You can pick it up one for me. I have to look at everything to see if it's what I'm hunting for. And be worth right smart to me if I can find them. If I can't find them, I just have to let it go.
Does Frank have a pickup?
Yes, he has a pickup, but what they all have doesn't do me one bit of good. I couldn't change cars and let them drive. I had a little job last year that I tried to get Frank a warranty to drive by Rochelle and let me pick up a little job over there. They wouldn't do it. All would depend. Give them $2 just to drive to by Rochelle instead of going on like I did. $2 a day to let me out, and they wouldn't do it. They're both driving, one of them could. They could have done this. They could let me have one of the cars. They had two cars. Then they could let me go one of them over there and back. And I'd have given $2 for that, and they wouldn't do that. But they don't hit me. I seen that house for them for nothing. I was sick, you know, and they just went over, I put it around and said, well, I got it seen. They didn't have money to pay for it. And
Weaver, these people these days have got so much of their own business that they don't have time to fool with anybody else.
No, they don't. But then they don't do it, no way. They won't do it like you and I do. You will, and I will, but these younger generations are not going to do nothing.
Yeah.
Unless you pay them or something that they want to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, they just don't aim to do it. I got the other day for what I thought about education and everything, and how it was. I says, it's much better when I was a kid than it is today.
Yeah.
But I says, now then, most of it, I says, a lot of it is better than we had back then. But quite a bit of it's much better than what we have today. We have today, the way we're teaching children today. Not working. You learn when you're small. You don't learn as fast as you get grown. You use what you already learned. But you use it better if you get grown and practice. I know by experience. I'm not knocking teaching and anything like that. Everybody else has got the same idea for their opinions as I have.
Well, there's a big difference. Big difference, Mr. Weaver.
When you was in school, or me, he's on.
Yeah.
Of course, one thing, I guess, is better in some ways, but it's not in other ways, was when we came up, that is to just teach you one subject, and one or two subjects, what you're going to use in life. Well, you take back when we came up, and I came up where I was at, and here in Florida, North Alabama, if you didn't know more than one trade, and that'd get bad, and you just didn't have nothing going. You had to know more than one trade.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Now then, they teach them just to learn one professional. Well, it makes it easier in ways, but in the long run, if you get to where you can't do that then, and that business runs out, and that's all you know, you've got to go back there and start something else again, just like a kid again.
Yes.
And that's where it came in teaching school. Well, I had about 9 subjects to hunt everything. But I was telling you about when I was working over at Birmingham, and they had a spelling match, and they wanted some from all over the country, all those towns and places, and there's about 20 of us working together, and being best in Birmingham, we had a little camp out there that we stayed in. That's where all the work was, you see. They just furnished us tents because we were prospecting for coal all over the country, you see, and we had our tents and everything. We just moved over there and prospected this foundation for the railroad from Red Mountain to Fairfield. So they had a spelling match over there. And they wanted to get one of us to spell in that spelling match. And they had them from all schools around there. They wanted somebody to spell for that school, you see. And people at work. We got over there by there. They invited us over there, and the whole crew voted for me to spell. Well, some of them had finished high school. I hadn't. I'd been a good speller, you see, and cross spell before. Well, I don't think they had, most of them. And they all voted for me to spell we went to spelling, you see. I'd been 4 years since I was in school, 4 or 5 years. I tried to get some of those just out of school to go ahead and spell. They wouldn't do it. Well, I said, well, I'm going to go on. I said, I'll stay a little while with them. I knew I had been a pretty good speller when I was a kid. Getting spelling, and reckon how long I stayed in spelling with all that around Birmingham in there. And they had some spellers, too. Don't think they did.
They did?
They had some spellers. They had some spellers. But I've been to them before.
Yeah.
Looking how long I stayed.
Did you have some hard words?
They had all kind of tricky words and hard ones too. You know?
Yeah.
And they had the hard ones is easy for me. The easy words ones I always miss.
Yeah.
Something simple.
Yeah.
And the secret is keeping your mind on spelling and nothing else, and don't never pay no attention to what's going on, but just what you're doing. Holding, concentrating your mind right on it,
yeah.
And you can keep spelling. If you ever let your mind get off and they give you out a word and your mind off over yonder on something else, you miss it 9 times out of 10. That's what gets me.
Yeah.
And I see I was out of practice. Well, I'm going to tell you, there's 3 or 4 big rows up and down and up and down with all the school teachers and bed spellers and business places and around there in it. They just picked one out of each business. See, we were Tennessee Coal Iron Company. We had to spell. Of course, we got up there, we went spelling. And just looked like there weren't nothing out in front of me. I wouldn't let nothing attract my attention. Well, I was 3rd to last.
Is that right? In all that
crowd. And 3 of us stayed out a long time, and me not used to it. And I said I was going to give out their school teachers.
Yeah.
And
they just wore you out.
One lady and one man. One man school teacher, he won it, and she was 2nd and I was 3rd. I don't remember who it was because I had my mind on spelling when I was spelling, but I know there went with 2 left. And boy, I mean, those old boys sure did run up and shake hands and he said, we're proud of you, boy. We didn't think you could do that. Well, I was too, but see, we used to have spelling matches and go from school. Buck and I did. Now, Buck was good.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they had spelling matches in school when I was a kid, you know.
Yeah.
And going and spelling. And we was pretty good, but we had a little boy younger than us up there. He was the best I ever seen. Now, if I thought of him, I said, I wish I had Daniel Tidwell here to spell.
Yeah.
Now, he could spell, and it didn't get too big and long for him.
Yeah.
But he wasn't good at nothing else much in school but that.
Yeah.
Now, he beat us all in spelling. We just well, when we got down to him, we just well sit down.
Is that right? Yeah.
His name is Daniel Tidwell. Never said a word to spell with his head down, and he didn't miss one either.
Yeah.
I've seen him spelling it. When he just a little fella, was way back in the back of the spelling book. Did you ever study the old blue back spelling?
Oh, yes.
You did?
Yes, sir.
I never did. We had one somewhere or another, but I'd get my mother and the old people to spell and do that.
Well, now I take that back, Miss Weaver. I never studied spelling in the old blue back.
But you seen him again.
Yes.
And pronounce the syllables.
Yes.
Well, I practiced out a little bit, but poor mother and dad, they could just spell and pronounce the syllables and go right on with it, you know.
Oh, yes, that's right. Now, how did that go, Mr. Weaver?
Let's see, now if I can, I don't know what, my head hurt, getting in the back of my head, it's been hurting several days again. It got better. I had to quit work, not do nothing for a long time this summer when we got up. Let's see. I don't feel so good right now. Maybe I'll get poor. I'll think of some word for you to spell. Well, I'm going to spell homosassa down there. H-O-H-O-M-O-M-O-S. I can't spell it on time of lip. My since I got my teeth out, I can't speak the word. That's a hard one to spell,
yeah.
But it's a good one to learn to pronounce it. H-O-H-O-M-O-M-O, homo, that's the H-O-H-O, then you go back and come over it again.
Yeah.
But I can't speak the word.
Well, you got to be in practice.
Well, my teeth's out, and lots of words I can't speak, and there are quite a few in there that I can't speak. I've got to change, he's getting hot.
Yeah, I noticed it getting warm.
To use these some anyway.
Now you've been keeping them clean?
Which?
Cleaning your clippers finish with them?
Yeah. I'm kind of out of oil, but I see they're fine and running them so long here. Running them.
A little on that 3-in-1 oil won't die?
Yeah, any kind of 3-in-1 is what I use on. But I let them rest. See, they're a fine clipper, and you go cutting long hair and use them too long, they get hot.
Yeah.
Now, then the coarse clippers, they are different to these, you see. They don't get hot as quick as these will. Mm. They're made for that. Those are just made to cut right around the edge. You're not supposed to use them like I'm using. Make them, you have to run them slow on account of they got a small space to catch the hair. They got a pair of clippers out, cost $60. You can cut this off so much quicker than I can with those.
$60?
Yeah, good. Those clippers, extra good ones, them cost you $40 and $50. That's right.
Yeah.
And you got to keep, if you use much, you got to send them back and get new blades or either have them sharpened. I used to send mine in and have them sharpened.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Wynn, now this person had to lick the clippers and lick it open.
You and who?
Charlie Wynn, the fella that I went to work for when I first came to Florida.
Oh, really?
We bought the first pair of clippers ever used in this.
Oh, yes. Oh, the first ones I remember were the ones you did with your hand.
Well, I wore out several pairs of those. I've got about 4 or 5 pairs of those now. But the blades are dull and not.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could clean them up and send them in. I never could sharpen them. I've had people tell me they could. The only way I can sharpen them and make them help them do it, put oil on them and let them run, and not cut hair. That makes them way down to sharp. And that's the only way I've ever been in. But I'd rather pay for them, send them off, and let them put them on. Back to the factory and let them fix them.
Well, the barber man, barber supply man, you didn't have to, no trouble to you. They just pick them up.
They picked them up and carried them in, you
and
see,
brought them back.
Well, you see, I'd always buy from them, you see, and they'd take them in and shot them. They, of course, they charge us for them, but it wasn't like buying a new pair.
No, and you didn't have to go to any trouble.
But that leaves me, you see, I can't ask the barber supply to pick mine in and fix it now.
Why can't you?
Huh?
Why can't you?
They have big guys cut in hand and go to watch him.
I'll send him in.
Huh?
I'll tell him.
Well, you could do that, I reckon.
Yes, I'll tell them these some shares I have around my family.
Well, you can use them around your family. I don't believe at my age that they could bother me much. Do you?
No.
I'm 74. I'm supposed to get a permit, ain't I?
Yeah.
You know, I can get a carpenter's permit, you know.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. And hunting license and all. I don't have to have.
Is that right?
Yeah. I believe if I'd send in, they'd have to give me a permit. Because when they made the laws, when they made that law, anyone after gets so old don't have to pay anything. I don't really, it could have really bothered me, but listen, I don't feel like working carpentering, and I'd rather not get to where I'd have to stand. My legs are hurting me so bad now, I can't stand on them. I don't want to go back to barn. That's why I quit on them, feet and legs.
Yeah. And you won't sit on a stool.
Well, I don't know. I reckon I'd get used to it, but I just done this so much this way. I don't think that they could bother me, really, but I kind of want respect to don't like to violate law, you know. It's not right. If they could, I think some of these days I'll find out. I'd up in Tallahassee, go up there in the office and find out. I'll find out up there, you know, better than a cut barbers. Some of the barbers, you know, will put four chewing a minute and a half, and some of them won't say nothing.
Yeah. Well, you know, mister, we've cost much to stay in business. Even if you just sit there half a day and don't do anything. Your overhead just the same.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get a license.
Mm-hmm. You don't see this on top cut.
Pay the rent. And
that's coming where you get anything or not.
Yeah.
I've stayed up there and make an opera all day long, go up at 7 in the morning, stay until 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock that night before I got a shave a haircut. During that panic.
Oh.
It wasn't that they didn't need it, they didn't have the money.
They didn't have a quarter for a haircut.
You
what was you charging then?
I believe it's
35 cents.
Yeah, 35 cents. I went up to that. See, during that boom, around 25 and 6, you know, and like that.
Yeah.
They went up. The games went up to 6 cents, and we went up to 35.
Mm-hmm.
And they went from 35 to 50.
Yes, I can understand that. You know, money, quarter was hard to come by then.
Oh, yes, sir. I know the mill people down there, people they paid off in clattery, they called it.
Yeah.
And the old loon chip, you see, made for 25 cents and 20 and all like that. Well, everybody in the stores and all of them, you know, didn't want to fool with them, and everybody like that, and they'd charge them. They'd charge them about 20%.
Yeah.
To use that instead of using it, and they came in and asked me about it, you know, for I'd take them for haircuts and shaves. And they weren't getting me about 75 and 80 cents and a dollar for a day for 10 hours work down there.
Hmm.
That's all the people were making then.
Yeah.
I said, well, listen. If you all can work down there and take it and live off of it, I said, I can live off of it, not discount it, in the barbershop. And I wouldn't take it. They all would pay me, but I said, no, I'm not. They said, well, everybody else charges us. Said, we get cashed in anywhere, says the seller. I said, now, if I take money out of my pocket and just cash it in, I says, let you have money on like that, I'm supposed to, I'd charge you for that, just lending you money. But a small interest on it, but I wouldn't charge you like no 20%. I says, I wouldn't do that. And lend you money like that.
Well, that kept things, that kept things.
That helped them, it helped me. I says, that what little I get out of it, see, I could take it down to the commissary. I went and asked Mr. Franklin if I took, would it be all right to take it, you know. It was kind of, that was laws at that time, rules, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and asked him, I said, Mr. Franklin, if I said, a lot of your hands and men working for you that wants to get hat cuts and use this as for money. I said, now, I'm not going to come down there and ask you to give me cash for these, but I'll come down there and trade. Can I come down there and buy gas and trade in the commissary? He says, you sure can.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. He says, that's all right, Mac. He was a good fellow, Mr. Franklin was. You see, you parts on this side, don't you?
Yes, anywhere.
You like me. I tell you, I just rub my fingers through it more than I can.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it anyway. It's working, man, like you work and I work. We ain't got time to have you combing that hair and putting stuff on it.
Well, that was old man Franklin.
Yeah.
That's been his daddy.
Yeah. But now then, see, they pass the laws and you know, they all have to pay off cash, you know. They can't do that anymore.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't need to anymore, would they?
No, they wouldn't need to anymore, but back at that time, you know, they had time of making a living. I mean, run it. Mr. Franklin went broke two or three times down there. His time changed a little bit, and people owed him for baskets and couldn't pay him, and he had time borrowing money a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
See, when times weren't good, you know, and they didn't sell a lot of produce, it made it hard on him. Now, Bennett's had it easy since he's been down there.
Oh, yeah.
He just hit it at the right time, you know. You know, we have panic. We're going to have something bad coming behind all of it. Did you know that?
Hell, we already got it, Mr. Weaver.
Yeah.
What do you call the way it is now?
It's bad, and these taxes, that makes it still worse on us.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Worse than we... Well, we got it now.
We ain't going to have it. We got it.
We ain't bad for what it's going to be. You think they bring those boys all back from over yonder, not and back here for jobs and things
yeah,
like that?
Yeah.
And a lot of people tell you, though, right now they can't get jobs. They just don't work like you and I do. That's the reason they can't get them. Did you know that? they don't try.
Yeah.
So a lot of them says they don't aim to work. And when you do something like that, you can expect times to be hard. No, I work with people on these carpenter jobs. They just wouldn't work. They were, but they're always fussing about the money they got. Well, I was getting along fine when I was carpentering on job, but after I got sick and got to where I couldn't work, then it made it hard on me. See, I can't hold a regular job there. They were, I know there's carpenter down there and make it over when they come through and he's talking to me. And he's wanting carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
I says, what you get? I says, what do you pay? He says, ain't no use talking to you. I can't hire you. I says, I think he said, you don't know what kind of carpenter I am. Who are you talking to about that carpenter work, you know? He says, hi, what he knew, I was out in the 50s then. And he said, I can't hire nothing. My company won't let me use nobody over 35 years old. He said, I'd much rather have you as somebody like that. He says, my old man is the best man I've got in this, but says, I can't hire anyone starting on the job over 35 years old. Yeah. Says you in the picture. I said, you're right about that. You want to put that pin right there.
Yeah.
Says you were in the 50s.
Well, sir, that worked you, Mr. Weaver. If you had to work for all of them like you done this, you wouldn't get many done in the day, would you?
I'm telling you what, so I'm not speeding today. I'm not trying to work fast. I've cut it much quicker than that.
Now, let me see here. The trouble now is you can't get your feet under the box. So you can't get up there good.
Well, it don't bother me much. I'm used to in carting or anything else that I do. See, if I touch that don't bother me. I'm looking at what I'm doing up there. Now, comb that and look and let me look down the side and see if you comb it.
I see. This sink, you see, you can get up to it because they give you a little tool space down there.
But this is all right. See, this is a little larger than mine. One I got's just small. But this is good.
Yeah.
You want yours trimmed a little bit or not?
You might let him look at it, please.
I went down to her the other day and she saw it.
Well, now you look at that, Mr. Weaver. You look at her hair and see.
Isn't that something? I haven't combed it, you see, but I don't want it any shorter.
Well, it's all right now. It doesn't need to. It's all right.
Oh.
Yours looks all right.
Well, let me comb it up on top and see what you think about it. It feels all right.
On top looks extra good, I imagine. It don't matter as much on top as it does around the edge.
Now, this is the only kind of comb I use anymore, Mr. Weaver.
It is. Well, that's a good one now. That's a late model, isn't it? What's that, a 70 model?
No, that's about the way they've been. But,
how long have you been using one like that?
Oh.
See, I want to see how you comb it, and I don't know about how you do it.
This right here.
You know what you ought to do, just let yours go just never, like I do. I never do part mine.
Yeah.
Never do. Let it
you
go.
Told him to comb it down the right way, but he doesn't comb it that way.
Well, I told him I wanted him to comb it like he combed it. Like he wanted to wear it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you out working, your hair will get out of shape. Or you can run your hand too if you just run it back that way. And you don't have to, if you don't happen to have your comb. Of course, I always carry one.
Yeah.
Because if I want to go in anyone's house, if I want to, I can do this, you know. And now, you take, I always just show you all the difference in people's hair and how they do. Look here.
Over here, you see.
I want to just show you all now the different way. Now, I don't matter how in the world I put my hair, it'll stay that way.
Uh-huh.
Let the wind or it gets rubbed off. Now, see, I just like I'm a hippie. Only mine ain't long enough for that, but it's way too long way. I won't comb it. I won't go right straight back with it. You see, I can comb mine any way this way. I can let it go just like I want it, comb it over this way like they do, and look at it stay there.
Talk to you, Mr. Weaver, let me tell you, look at that.
Oh, I didn't know it was 12 o'clock.
Well, I'm going to fix a little. I've got a little stew for us to eat.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's Mr. Weaver's specialty.
Yeah, it's got a lot of good food in it. Now, you see this back?
Uh-huh.
It looks pretty even, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks good.
Okay.
You've got to watch, or you can, right here, a little bit on this side, it didn't get quite a short bit on that side, right in here.
Oh?
Just right on this side. I looked at that, I thought that was it. But of course, you got to measure it, you know.
Yeah.
And you get just the least bit of that for you.
Okay.
All
right.
And
that'll be fine.
You see, I measure the hair, and most of them, a lot of people don't. If you don't, and you got to get in front and back and all the way around, looking every angle and watch how you fix it.
Uh-huh.
Now, right here, something needs cutting a little on this side.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of it. The rest of it on the other side is cut just about as good as you cut it. Did you want this on your neck cut off a little bit? I can trim a little of that.
Underneath?
Uh-huh. Now, they didn't trim that any down there, I don't think.
I guess not. Just you can trim it just a teeny bit right underneath it.
You see, I can trim that so far, and you don't cut too much. That tiny little spot could be cut off a little bit. This is to keep them sticking over your neck.
My shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little long, but I'm just going to leave it. I'll let it stay that way for a while.
Well, I don't blame you, especially this time of year. Just a little bit in a few places, all it needs for me, just a
little bit. Well, that's a mighty big help.
One side was cut just about as good as anybody did out of it. So you got to watch and pull your hair down this way to cut this down where it turns up there.
Yeah.
Where you don't want to put the wave in there.
Yeah.
I think that's got
it. Well, thank you very much. Just fine.
Well, see, Mr. Weaver could sit on a little lighter, or else he could take it with him.
Well,
I'd be real pleased. We just take us a
well,
second.
Listen, since it's Christmas and I'm looking for someone to come in, I suppose you'll just excuse me this time and let me go ahead.
All right.
And just as I think when I get in transportation, I'll come over here and. And when I won't be in a hurry.
Yeah.
I won't go around and see you cry and everything like that.
Yeah.
And your cows. I like to look at them. It does me good to get out and look at things.
Sure.
Like they fix him just a little and that's due to take with him.
All right.
And then it won't take but a minute. Then we'll run on back over there.
All right. Yeah.
Sit on and get off your feet, Mr. Weaver.
Let me get my tools up first thing.
Yeah, I'll get your tools.
If I don't do it right then,
yes, sir. That's the easiest thing to forget.
Well, I lose a lot of my cartons too by not picking them up. I mean, keeping riding with somebody else, I'm always that's what I start to look for. That's what gets my gold is looking for something and looking at it and my I don't know, it's like my eyes and brain run, don't pick it out. Sometimes I don't get sad. I know the back of my head with that little blood pressure I used to have so bad. And it's hurting, I'm bad at that.
And while you do that, I'll just eat just a little bit of goo.
You go right ahead. Y'all expect much company this afternoon?
No.
I know on Christmas sometimes y'all have pretty good crowds out here. I've been out here, I think, on Christmas last year, wasn't it? Around about Christmas time.
About that time,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Weaver, let me tell you, when you get your stuff there, I won't talk to you. I want to ask you something.
Okay, go ahead. And I can do this and that too. Here's your pen right here.
Tell him to come in.
Did his wife have a heart attack the other day or what?
I don't think she had a heart attack. I think she just had little symptoms with her heart for some time.
and sort of a nervous heart.
Nervous?
Yeah.
What causes sometimes what causes that is gas in your stomach and the tubes from your heart to your stomach, you know, get stopped. Mm-hmm. You know, I reckon I must be getting old. When I'm working, I can't stoop over. I have to crawl on my knees to do anything low. And it makes it kind of bad.
Yeah. You and old Jack talk like he is doing pretty well up at the university now.
Well, he does pretty well up there. Jack, if people knows him and pays no attention to him, he's a good worker. And you see, you can't get a better worker, but Jack, honey, he's very peculiar. And if he leave off that beer, it'd be better. It affects his mind.
Yeah.
Jack does a lot of things he wouldn't think about doing it. But yesterday, I want them to leave so bad so I could run down here with you.
And they wasn't about to leave, were they?
No, and they didn't stay long either after you left.
Well.
Didn't stay but just a little bit after you left.
I tell you the reason I didn't wait around or come back. I figured you'd been knocking around enough yesterday.
Oh, man, I was tired. My legs are tired.
Yeah.
And this morning I had cramps in my legs last night. I wanted about the worst cramp I had in the left leg in a long time. And so that I can take quinine and don't do that. I've been taking more than I want to take. You know, it won't do to take too much of any medicine like that.
Yeah.
No, it sure won't do. No, here's the only thing that does me any good much.
Yeah.
It's not good much good. And you got the doctors and nurses told me to rub this way, and I don't do a bit of good.
Yeah.
Not to these blood clots, you know.
Yeah.
And, boy, I used to fall with those blood clots. I've been walking along, and it just knocked me that way. I had two buckets of water.
Is that right?
And it just go down. I didn't have any feeling for right here and for some little bit.
Yeah.
And directly I was just wondering if I was going to ever, if it was going to still stay on. And after a while, you know, when I got to where I can move, then I can move and get up and walk.